Maurice Sendak's long career as an author, illustrator, and set designer is being celebrated in a traveling memorial exhibition currently on view at the Monroe County Public Library in Bloomington. As WFIU's Yael Cassander reports, the enduring appeal of Sendak's work might lie in its acknowledgement that childhood is not all sweetness and light.
If you know anything about Maurice Sendak, you've probably heard about this guy.
The night Max wore his wolf suit and made mischief of one kind and another, his mother called him Wild Thing. Max said, "I'll eat you up." So he was sent to bed without eating anything.
Max is not a Disney character, you know, and you just think that Central Casting would have said, you know, the story is really nice and the kid is really cute, but he's essentially a brat, and I don't think we're going to do that.
Wild Thing, I think I love you.
With Where the Wild Things Are, curator Steve Brezzo explains, Maurice Sendak introduced a different kind of hero for kids.
Maurice picks it right up and said, yeah, but he's a kid. He's a real boy.
A child who is naughty and gets angry with their parents.
Librarian Dana Duffy backs.
And then in the end, there's a reconciliation, but he's still probably going to be a naughty little boy. He's not going to be perfect after that.
Sometimes we just call ourselves Wild Thing. It's going to look crazy.
At the Monroe County Public Library, where the traveling Sendak exhibition Brezzo curated is on view, children are being encouraged to get in touch with their wild side in a craft program.
These are little crowns for the wild rumpus.
I'm putting hearts, stars, circles, more stars, and diamonds on it.
It's one of many workshops programmed with the Sendak Show, which displays 50 original works alongside 50 quotations from celebrities about how much Sendak meant to them. Back in 1963, however, Sendak's place in the Pantheon did not seem inevitable.
When Where the Wild Things came out, it was a controversial book. It was considered too scary.
It was not carried in a lot of libraries. His work was not universally embraced. They thought it was too disturbing for children.
Disturbing, perhaps, in light of the characters who preceded Max.
I mean, Dick and Jane never misbehaved, and there's nothing in there to hold your interest other than the ball rolls away, or Spot, you know, gets lost for a minute. That's about the tension level in that entire series.
Ursula Nordstrom basically discovered Maurice Sendak.
The director of Harper's Department of Books for Boys and Girls, Nordstrom took a dim view of mainstream taste in juvenile fiction.
She says some mediocre ladies in influential positions are actually embarrassed by an unusual book and prefer the old familiar stuff, which doesn't embarrass them and also doesn't give the child one slight inkling of beauty and reality.
Sendak, the publisher insisted, kept it real.
This was exactly what Maurice Sendak was all about, creating beautiful books, but also not making them sugar-coated so that they didn't really reflect the real lives of children.
Sendak's own childhood was haunted by the specter of the Holocaust.
He had a smaller family of survivors who came from Eastern Europe. While they were alive, they told stories and fables and personal anecdotes, and he and his brother would play act some of the darker scenes and the recountings.
Exercising his demons through imaginative play became a lifelong pastime. From Where the Wild Things Are, Sendak's work became darker and more mysterious.
He had a deep, deep affinity for the Brothers Grimm. He took 2 years, planted himself in a number of major libraries in Austria and Germany, and researched their work, and re-illustrated them in an even darker tone.
There's a thread that connects the Brothers Grimm and Alice in Wonderland to Maurice Sendak.
And the common theme is anxiety and overcoming, being in an adverse situation.
Ultimately, Sendak's anxiety-riddled representation of childhood was recognized with the greatest award in his field, the Caldecott Medal. The beloved status of Where the Wild Things Are, though, may be a function of the way that anxiety is resolved.
It is the prodigal son story.
Max sailed back over a year in and out of weeks and through a day.
It's the story of the return to the hearth, to the family, and the waiting arms of mother, father, brother, lover, whatever.
His very own room.
Where he found his supper, waiting for him, and it was still hot.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.
The Art of Maurice Sendak is on view at the Monroe County Public Library in Bloomington through March 26th.